It's Fancy and Jules. Thanks to Harvey Norman Launceston. We spoke about it earlier, of course. Daniel Gill taking on Ranulph Quinlan up at the Silver Dome on Friday night, and it was great to see the crowd that turned out for it. And joining us is the real deal this morning. How are you, champ?
Hey, guys. Yeah, not too bad.
Look, I wasn't actually there on Friday night, and then I saw that Fezzy had put it up on Facebook, the fact that you'd gone out in the second round, and I got to say, so disappointed for you, Daniel.
Yeah, definitely, you know, very disappointing, and, you know, unfortunately, yeah, that's boxing sometimes, and, you know, it's the sport we're in, but, yeah, it's frustrating when, I guess you have a game plan, and you don't really stick to that game plan, and it doesn't turn out the way that you want it to.
Okay, so now that you've gone over the fight, that's what you're putting it down to, that you didn't stick to what you were planning to do in the fight and you got caught?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just sort of strayed off the game plan and, started doing things that I shouldn't have done. And, you know, I knew Ranulph Quinlan was always going to be a dangerous guy, especially early on. And I guess I just took it for granted and, you know, that's what happens.
Now, just between you and me, Daniel, Fezzy doesn't have to hear this. Now, of course, you were with us last week in the studio. I gave you a very nice massage. Fezzy also gave you a bit of a massage and put your neck out. Can we just quietly point the finger at anyone here?
I don't think it was the massage, but...
I reckon you could blame it, though. Everyone would believe it, Daniel.
Well, actually, it was funny, Daniel, because I'm the one that creaked your neck, and yet Jules is the one copying it on Facebook saying, oh, it was Jules' massage, you touched him.
Oh, no,
kiss of death.
No, look, it definitely was. Look, it must have made you so proud coming out, like the roar you got when you were coming out, introduced to the crowd, of course, and seeing so many people turn out to support the charity that you nominated, and, of course, proceeds of that went to Lymphoma Australia. That must have made you incredibly honoured.
It did, you know. It's great to see, you know, the people of Launceston. I know, you know, well, I only just found out really that, you know, there were so many events on down in Launceston, and you know, it's great to see that there's so many things happening in Tassie. But you know, people still came out, they're still supported, and you know, it was great to see lots of people there, especially, you know, raising money for charity too.
Totally. Now, you know how well-loved you are here, but we do have to ask the question. I don't know, they've already been talking about it over the weekend. You've been asked possibly for a rematch against Ranulph Quinlan,
yep.
Or is the R word on the lips now?
Retribution, that's an R word.
Yeah, at this stage, you know, I just got home yesterday. We had the big drive, caught the boat, had the big drive yesterday, and... you know, I'm just going to take a couple of days just to go over things in my mind. And, I guess whatever comes up after that, you know, I'm going to go with. But at this stage, yeah, I'm just sort of trying to relax for a day or two.
Absolutely. Put your feet up, mate. Yes. You've heard that. And there's no rush anyway. Oh. There's no rush. And we still think there's plenty of fight left in you.
Totally.
But, yeah, thanks there, guys.
No worries at all. Daniel, the real deal, Gil, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to catching up with you very, very soon.
And eat some pizza.
Yeah, definitely will. Thanks for that, guys.